Friends, this is so exciting. We are coming upon the 25th Yahrzeit of Harav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. So I thought it would be kedai to be ma'ayin in a shir of his that he gave in one of the Yahrzeit shirim, in the beautiful Sfarim, Shirim Lezecher Avi Mori. This is in the shir of Kriyas HaTorah B'Mo'adim. In the new edition, it's on page Kuf Nun Gimel, it begins. And I'd like to dedicate this shir to the Nishmas Rav Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha. It should be a tremendous aliyah for his neshama. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Megillah and Daf Lamed, "BePesach Karan BeParshas Moedah Shel Toras Koyhanim." And Pesach, we read the parsha of the Moados in Sefer Vayikra in Parshas Emor. Atzeras Shiva Shavuos. And on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos, the parsha of Moados, in Mishneh Torah, in Sefer Devarim. B'Rosh Hashanah B'Chodesh HaShvi B'Echad L'Chodesh. And Rosh Hashanah, we read the parsha of B'Chodesh HaShvi B'Echad L'Chodesh, which is the seventh month, the first day, which is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, we read Acharemos. And Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, we read the parsha of Moados and Toras Kohanim, meaning Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot. Read the parsha of Moados and Toras Kohanim and parsha Samor, as we do on Pesach. We sha'ar kol yemos ha'chag, the other days of Sukkot, we read b'karbonos ha'chag. We read about the karbonos of the chag. Shenemar v'yidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem ol b'nei Yisrael. Mitzvasim shiukorim kol echad v'echad b'zmano. It says that Hashem told Moshe, the Moadim of Hashem, to the Jewish people, and Moshe told the Moadim of Hashem to the Jewish people, it's a mitzvah that on each moed they should read about that moed. Every mitzvah, every moed, we should read about that moed. So we have to be ma'ayin in a number of issues that pertain to the Mishnah. Number one, why don't we read the parasha of Moados of Emor of Toras Kohanim on Shavuos? Why did we omit this on Shavuos? And instead we read the parsha of Moadim in Mishneh Torah. What's the difference between Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, and Sukkot, that according to them you read, that on them you read according to the Mishnah, the parsha of Moados in Emor? And in Atzeres, no, you read Shiva Shavuos, the parsha of Moados in Mishneh Torah. The Ran was omitted on this shaila, and he writes, "Lefi shekvar karu bePesach beParshas Moados shebTorahs Kohanim karim baTzeres Parshas Moados Mishneh Torah," because he read the parsha of the Moados of Sefer VaYikra on Pesach, so on Shavuos we read the parsha of Moadim of Mishneh Torah of Dvarim Sefer Dvarim Parshas Rei, etc. "Lefi shekvar karu baTzeres beParshas Moados shebMishneh Torah chozrim achshav likros Parshas Moados shebTorahs Kohanim," because we already read the parsha on Atzeres, the parasha of the Moados of Mishneh Torah. We go back now and we read the parasha of Moados in Toras Kohanim. That's what we do on Sukkot. So we read Toras Kohanim Sefer VaYikra on Pesach, then Shavuos we go to Parashas Moados of Sefer Tvarim, and then back in Sukkot to Parashas Moados of VaYikra. But it's difficult to understand this Ran, because on Rosh Hashanah we read the parsha of Moados and Toras Kohanim, as it says in the Mishnah. That's where B'Chodesh HaShvi B'Echad L'Chodesh is located, in the parsha of the Moadim and Toras Kohanim. So why don't we read on Sukkot in the parsha of Kol B'Chor? If we're taking turns, then Rosh Hashanah we read in Toras Kohanim. So now Sukkot's time. It's the time for the parsha of Moados of Mishneh Torah. Why talk on Sukkot to read the parsha of Moados of VaYikra? Another kasha: why does the sugya paskin not like the Mishnah? It says that with the relationship to Pesach, we read the parsha of Moados of Torah. It says in the Mishnah that with relationship to Pesach, we read the parsha of Moados of Torah's Kohanim. And Abai says, "Va'idna no galma lemikri mishach Torah." In other words, on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, we read B'Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, and not parsha of the Mo'ados. It says bePesach Korban beParshas Mo'ados, and Abai says we don't paskin like that. We read the parsha of Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim. The Mishnah says that an atzeres to read Shiva Shvuos, and the Gemara paskins v'idna dika treyom and abdina katarvayu v'yipcha. Today there are 2 days of Shavuos, so we do like both. And the first day we read B'chodesh HaShlishi. And on the second day, we read the Parsha of the Mo'ados in Sefer Dvarim. So again, we don't paskin like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on the first day of Shavuos, you read Parsha of the Mo'ados in Dvarim, and the Mishnah says you only redo that on the second day, not on the first day. The Mishnah says that on Rosh Hashanah you read B'chodesh HaShvi, and the Gemara says no. V'edna dikatrei yom yom akama ki yesh omrim l'machar ve'alokim ki yesh omrim l'machar ve'alokim Nisa Savram. As the Gemara there said earlier, that on the first day we read Vashem Pakadis Sarah. That's the Yesh Omrim. Rishona, Bechodesh, Barosh Hashanah, Bechodesh Hashvi, Maftirna Ben Yakar the Ephraim. V'Yesh Omrim, Vashem Pakadis Sarah, Maftirna Bechana. So it says today that there are 2 days. On the first day we read like the Yesh Omrim of Vashem Pakadis Sarah. And on the second day, we read Vayalokim Nisas Avram. Mamish, not like the Mishnah. V'tzarechi and Madua V'lama. What's going on over here? Now, the Mishnah says about Pesach and Sukkot that we read Parshas Mo'ados Shebetoros Kohanim. And with relationship to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say we read Parshas Mo'ados Shebetoros Kohanim, or Shel Toras Kohanim, but rather it says we read B'chodesh HaShvi B'echad L'chodesh. So the Mishnah doesn't mean to tell us that you start reading about Rosh Hashanah, because it's not enough to call 5 people up. So it turns out Halacha L'maaseh read the whole parasha just like Pesach and Sukkot. So why did the Mishnah change the style? When it comes to Pesach it says Shel Toras Kohanim, when it comes to Sukkot it says Shebetoras Kohanim, and when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it says B'chodesh HaShvi B'echad L'chodesh Amod Nizach. Why does it change the style even though it's the same din? The end of the Mishnah says Vayidaber Moshe Es Mo'adei Hashem B'nei Yisrael Mitzvasim Shu Koron Kol Echad V'echad B'zmano, that it's a mitzvah to read each parasha at the right time. Now L'chorah, the Mishnah should have quoted this pasuk as a explanation and as a source for the halacha that's taught. Ubishar kol yimos hachag bekarbanos hachag. It should have been written after it says Ubishar yimos hachag. And the other days of the Chag, you read the Korbanos HaChag, and on that we should bring the Pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe Mo'adei Hashem O B'nei Yisrael, that on each Moed we should read like that Shiyukor and Kol Echad V'Echad B'Zmano. But that's not what the Mishnah does. What the Mishnah does is it says B'Chanukah B'Nesiyim B'Purim V'Yavu Amalek B'Roshei Chadoshim B'Roshei Chadshechem B'Ma'amados B'Ma'isa B'Reishis, and finally at the end of the Mishnah, I'm skipping a little bit, Sheni V'Chamishi B'Shabbos Mincha, and then at the end of the Mishnah tells us Mitzvah Shukorin about the Chag on the Chag. But why does it have to interrupt with all the other ones, with Chanukah and Purim and Shabbos, and that has nothing to do with Mo'adei Hashem? These are not Mo'adei Hashem. They have no zika l'gzerat haketuvah v'daber Moshe. So it seems from this the Mishnah is telling us that all of the Moadim, all the Krios, the source for all the Krios is Vaidaber Moshe Smoadeh Shem Abnei Yisrael. But how's that Shaykh to Purim and to Hanukkah and to Ma'amados? Where there are different groups that have an assigned week, that they read various parshias, both in the Beis HaMikdash and in a public gathering. What is, that's not a Moed. Shabbos Mincha talks about, what does Shabbos Mincha have to do with Moedim? But yet at the end they quote this pasuk of Vaidaber Hashem as Moedei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. So this halacha looks like it's a derabanan, because kriya b'yom tov b'tzibur is a chovah midirabanan, like we see in the lashon of the Rambam in the 13th parak of Hilchos Tefila halacha ches. U'moshe tikein lem liyisrael shukaron b'chol moed inyano. However, there's also a kiyum d'oraisa, as is mefurish in the Ramban, sof parshas Emor of Rabbi Hussein u'darshubo. Vaidaber Moshe Smoadeh Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Malamit Shea Moshe Omelam Yisrael Lachos Pesach B'Pesach Lachos Atzeres B'Atzeres Lachos Chag B'Chag B'Lashin Shu Shomea Bo B'Lashin Hu Omelam Kol HaParashias. So according to the Ramban, this Vaidaber Moshe Shukorin is a Jerusha Gemura that has a din Torah. So there are really two halachas here according to the Ramban. Number one, you have to learn Hilchos HaChag, each Chag Bizmano. And number two, Kriyas HaParsha B'Chag, B'Torah Shebichsav. It has to be Me'inyan HaChag. We have to be Omed on this Yisod, on this Din. Of this Din D'Oraisa, of, according to the Ramban, of reading the Parsha on the Chag. In Torah Shebichsav, Me'inyan HaChag. If we look there in the Ramban, we will find some wondrous words. Ramban writes, "V'unkelus gam hu niskabin lezeh she'amar u'malil Moshe yaseder mo'adaya d'Hashem v'alfinun v'nereki daitu lirmos she'limdam seder ha'mo'ados b'tikune ha'ibur ha'nimser lo al peh b'sinai v'nirmos kasher tikrosa mikray kodesh v'limdam al peh kol ha'seder ha'makubal b'sod ha'ibur." So the Chodesh Rambam is contradicting himself. Originally writes that Unkelus agrees to the rabbis that you have to teach them the halachas on the moed. Hilchos Pesach, B'Pesach, etc. And then at the end he concludes that Unkelus explains that he taught them Sod HaIbur, the secret of Ibur Hashanah, of making it a leap year. What does that have to do with Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, and Hilchos Chag B'Chag? What does that have to do with that? It's a huge wonder. The Rambam, in the first parak of Uchaz Kiddush HaChodesh, Halacha Aleph, writes, Chodshe Hashanahim, Chodshe Alevana, Shenem Rolas Chodesh B'Chodsho, Nem Rachodesh Alechem Rosh Chodoshim, Kachar Mucham Herlo, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, B'mara Nevuah, Demus Levana, V'yamar Lo, Kazer Re'e V'Kadesh. So, Chodshe Hashanah are the lunar months. And Hashem showed Moshe the moon, and when it should be sanctified. And then Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, that it's a mitzvah essay min haTorah, al beizin shiach shuv yedu im yirai yareach olo yirai, v'sheyidu shu es ha'edim at shekid shu es ha'chodesh, v'yishlechu v'yodiu shara am be'eze yom hu rosh chodesh, kidei sheyedu be'eze yom hen amodos, shenemra shetekur osam ekroi kodesh, shenemra v'shamartes l'chuk hazos, l'moada. So they should be mechashev and figure out if this mood's going to be seen or not, and they should ask the Eidim if they saw it, and then be mekadesh the chodesh, and then tell everybody else. So it comes out from the Rambams that we read that there are two chovos in the Beis Din. Number one, kiddush hachodesh, and number two, kviyas moadim, because they also say kadesh yedu be'eze yom hein hamoados, in order that they should know when the moadim are. And therefore, when they send people out to tell when the moados come out, that's part of their job. Part of their job is to be mekadesh the chodesh. Part of their job is to be koveh the moed, and in addition, send people out to tell them about the moed. But the truth of the matter is, these are two separate parashiyas. Kiddush and kviyas hachodesh, we learn about in the pasuk, hachodesh is elachem rosh chodeshim, kazer rei v'kadesh, whereas the mitzvah v'kviyas beir zman ha-moedim is written in parashiyas Amor. Elu moedei Hashem b'krei kodesh yishir tikrosem b'moedam. And the Rambam was mitzarev, the Rambam put these two chovos together. And he says there's a mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh and kviyas ha-moedim. So yes, they have a mitzvah of moadim, but that's a different parasha. The Rambam put that together with the parasha of kiddush hachodesh. Aval hein shonot beofyan v'mikoran. They have a different nature, and they have a different source. And kviyas hamoadim is not synonymous with kiddush hachodesh. So we have to understand, what's this whole inyan of kviyas hamoedim? What's the nature of this kviyah, of this establishing the moed? Hayim kol kiyumah v'chalutam mitbat'im al yidei kviyat hachodesh v'ahodah lam al kviyato? O im yeshna peula acheret shel kviyat yom tov levad mikviyat rosh chodesh shebo talui zman hamoed? Is the whole kiyum and chalos expressed by being koveh the chodesh and telling everybody that it was established? Or is there another pe'ula of being koveh the Yom Tov besides being koveh Rosh Chodesh? Is it just kviyas hachodesh and then telling everyone about it? Or is there something additional? When we're ma'ayin in the Nusach Brachas, we find two different matbeos shel bracha. We find mekadesh Yisrael v'rosh chodoshim, mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Yisrael kovim rosh chodoshim. V'im gam kovim yamim tovim u'moadim. The mekad shel Yisrael, the mekad shel zmanim, like it says. Mekadish Yisrael, there mekadish rosh chodesh. Mekadish Yisrael v'azmanim. But how, halacha l'maisa, are we koveh the moadim and the zmanim? How does that work, as we've been trying to figure out? Sugin bava basra, moadei Hashem tzrichim kiddush beizdin. Shabbos breishis ein atzricha kiddush beizdin. The Rashbam explains, Moadei Hashem tzrichim kiddush shehein mekadshin es hachodesh al pi hari'ia umitoch kach miskadesh moed bizmano shelefi ibur hashan of ibur chadashim hamoadim misakvin aval hamoadim atzim loy mekadshim kim hachadashim kedisnan barash hashana v'gabi kiddush hachodesh av bezin omer mekudish v'chol ha'am onim achro av mekudish mekudish shenemar asher tikru osam kriyat be'atem. Betray zimni mekudesh mekudesh nafgalon mitachsiv mekray kodesh shem mekachim mitzachol shapiria v'zeo tikun hamoados v'kedusha san. As kanireh shishitat ha-Rashbamu hi shehamoadot be'atzmam omnam tzichim kiddush v'kviyut. There'd be mekadesh the chodesh al pi re'iyah, and then through that the moed is miskadesh. Because if there's an ibur chodesh or an ibur shana, the moedim are held up. But they wouldn't be mekadesh the moedim themselves; they would be mekadesh the months. The Av Beis Din says mekudesh. Everyone says mekudesh, mekudesh. But at the beginning he says shei mekadeshin es chodesh b'yom mitochach miskadesh hamoed bizmano. That's why it's called Mikrai Kodesh. You call it Kodesh. It's based in that's Mekadesh, the Moed. However, when they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, they're also, at the same time, being Mekadesh the Moed. Because again, it says in the Gemara, Moedei Hashem Tzichem Kiddush Beis Din. So they need a Kiddush. Just how's the Kiddush done? By being Mekadesh the Chodesh. And when they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, they're also Mekadesh the Moedas. Lo rak hachalim ba'oto Chodesh, ela Moedei Hashem shel kol ha'shana. Ki alo kol kviyat Chodesh chashuva legabei kulam. So this Kiddush obviously has ramifications for all the other holidays as well, not only if it's Chal in that month. And therefore they would say Mekudesh Mekudesh. V'treizim ne Mekudesh naflam v'siv Mekroi Kodesh. She Mekachin es ha-Chodesh ha-Piriya v'zeo tikon ha-Moedos v'kudushasam. It's two things. It's Kiddush HaChodesh and Kiddush HaMoed. Kach ne'emra halacha shepeulat kiddush v'kviat HaChodesh chala gam al Moedei Hashem v'yeshnan b'chol kiddush v'kiddush shtei chaluyot kviut Chodesh u'Moedim pile plus. That's the halacha, that the peulas kiddush v'kviyus HaChodesh, when we sanctify the new month, we're also sanctifying the holiday. And therefore, there are two chaluyot, there are two chaloisim that happen on Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh and the Moedim. The Rashban is Chedushim, brings Rabbeinu Chananel, that went even further. And after he quotes the Rashbam, he notes, Rabbeinu Chananel zal kosav zal shone Moedesh em tzichem kiddush beizdin, ki Moshe Rabbeinu kitsham, shenem Rabbi Dabra Moshe es Moedei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. Dibur ze kiddush ha-Moedosu mipi Moshe. Shaminan minasha ha-moedim tzichem kiddush beizin l'kovam v'loimer ha-moed b'yoyim ze ha-mekudesh pilei plos arei sheledato moedim af te'unim ma'ase kviyut nifrad. You see, you need a special ma'ase kviyus for the moedim according to Rabbeinu Chananel. As b'chol ofen ledat shnehem yeshna kviyat moedim al yedei beidin im ba'akifin im b'meisharim. It's either going to be direct or indirect according to the Rashbam. Indirect, they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, and Memela, they're also Mekadesh the Moed. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, they need a special Kviyus B'Meisharim, a direct Kviyus of the Moed. Ve'omnam, Mekubal aleinu ki yisod mutzak, Shemoadim v'zmanim nikbaim u'metkachim al yidei Yisrael. כמבואר בסוגיה בביצה, דלהכי חותמים מקדש ישראל והזמנים, או מקדש ישראל וראשי חודשים שישום, שמשמעות נוסח זה היא, שמקדש ישראל דמקדשי לזמנים. So, who's really the מקדש? It's the Jewish people. That's why we say מקדש ישראל וזמנים. That is מקדש ישראל, who is מקדש לזמנים. That's all b'zman ha-ri'iyah. That the Moedim were miskadesh al yidei the Beis Din, but b'zman is that we don't have a Beis Din, so we don't do any ma'isa. כיצד מועדים נקבעים ומתקדשים ללא מעשה מצד ישראל? אז לכאורה התשובה פשוטה. That זמן הזה is different. That the מועדים are מסקדש על ידי חשבן. And that's הלך למשה מסיני. That בזמן הראייה יקדשו ישראל. And when you can't be Mekadesh al pi ha-ri'iyah, then the Moedim are nikba me'eleim al pi cheshbin. But that's not the fact, that's not the truth. It's not the correct answer. Because even b'zman ha-cheshbin we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'zmanim. So therefore, even in this tkufa, the Moedim are Mekadesh al Yisrael. So it's a dover pashut. that the real ones being koveh the moedim, even bizman ariyah, is not the Beis Din. It's Knesset Yisrael, it's the Jewish people. Mekadish Yisrael v'azmanim. Just the Beis Din would do the shlichus of Yisrael. They'd be Mekadish HaShchoidesh, be Me'abr Shonim, they'd kaveh the Moados. But the Chalois Kiddush is totally be Kabbalah's Kol Yisrael. And in making the Moadim, and being Shomer the Moadim, that's all the Jewish people. And the Beis Din is just doing our Shlichus. But really, who's the true Mekadesh? The true Mekadesh are the Jewish people. Even Bizman Ariyah, it's the Jewish people being Mekadesh the months. They're Mekabel the Kiddush, and they make the Moadim, and they guard the Moadim based on the time it was Nikba. So it's really the Jewish people who are making the Moadim. It's really the Jewish people who are being Koveh the Moed. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh V'chol Amar Aruch Mekudesh Mekudesh. And the Sugi there says, Amar Kra V'aydaber Moshe Menon Emili Amar Kra V'aydaber Moshe Smoadei Hashem Mikan She Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh V'chol Amar Aruch Mekudesh Mekudesh Menolon Amar Kra Asher Tikru Osam Kari Be Atem Nachum V'yitzak Amar Eilei Moadei Hashem Heim Yomru Moadei Mekudesh Mekudesh Shrei Zimni Lamali Dichsiv Mikrai Kodesh. Why do we need twice? Because it says Mikrai Kodesh, plural. But we see from this Gemara Al Kolpanim that the Kviyus Beis Din alone is not enough. We need the Kviyus some that the people there should say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Tzicha ta haskama, ta haskama shel Am Yisrael. V'chol ha'am oinim achrav Mekudesh Mekudesh. It's up to us. Tosis Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph Dibur Maschil Levi. We had a shiur on this recently. Asked why wasn't Levi Ma'akev B'nei Bavil, who betos were keeping Yom Kippur on the wrong day, on the day that the Beis Din and Eretz Yisrael wasn't Kovez Yom Kippur. So why didn't he stop them from eating on the true Yom Kippur? Tosis says because since B'nei Bavil made a mistake and they were Kovez Yitzom on a different day, they're included in Atem Afilu Shogim, and their Kvi is a Kviya. So that shir we gave, we asked, well, that's a din in the Beis Din. So you see, no! Klal Yisrael is koveh the moedim. Kach ne'emra alocha bizman ariyah. Beis Din heim shluchei ha'kol l'kboa v'l'kadesh. Aber klal Yisrael mekayem et kviyutam al yedi asiyat yom tov al piyem. V'aydei zem et kachim ha'odim. That shir we gave a different explanation. But here we're saying that it's totally in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if Klal Yisrael makes a mistake, even if you make a mistake, then their kviya is a kviya. And if this is bizman, hariya, as ain't called safek badavar, ki gam achshav bizman acheshben. Even now, who's koveh Klal Yisrael? Even though it's al pi cheshben. When we go, when we keep the moed, then we're koveh the moed. The cheshbon doesn't say the yom tov is going to be an automatic. So we wouldn't, if that was the case, we wouldn't say mekadesh Yisrael bazmanim. That means that Yisrael is mekadesh the moedim. So even today we're mekadesh the moedim. As avdel ben riya lecheshbon. The difference between though back then when they did Alpi Riyah and today when we do Alpi Cheshbon is only in one thing, that Bizman Riyah Yom Tov Al-Yedei Kaiso is not enough. We need a Maisa Beis Din of Kviya, of establishing the month. The Asiyah Siyon Tov Al-Yedei Kaiso Alpi Beis Din Bizman Azeh The Asiyas Siyam Tabal V'Cheshmen is Mekadesh. But the Koveya Amiti is Klal Yisrael, Pizeres HaKosuv. Asher Tikru Osam Mekorei Kodesh. Yom Tov is a Mikra Kodesh. Osam. Through us. Kari Be'atem. It's you guys who are doing it, like it says in Rosh Hashanah. So it's a Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. אומר הרמב״ם, פרקי מלכות קידוש החודש, הלכה א', כל מה שאמרנו וכו', אבל בזמן שאין שם סנהדרין בארץ ישראל, אין קובעים חדשים, אין מעברים שנים אלה בחשבון זה שאנו מחשבים בו היום, ודבר זה הלכה למשה מסיני, שבזמן שיש סנהדרין קובעים על פי הראייה, ובזמן שאין שם סנהדרין קובעים על פי החשבון הזה. So you see in this Rambam, there's no difference in זמן הסנהדרין וזמן הזה, just with relationship to the ראייה. Today we don't do it על פי ראייה anymore. But the Kiddush, הזמודים והזמנים, is totally in Am Yisrael, is even today. The only difference is whether or not there's Riya. Back then there was Riya, and today there's Cheshbon. But as far as who's the Mekadesh of the Moadim, it's Klal Yisrael. Asher Tikru Osam Mekorei Kodesh, Kari Be'atem. So Bizman HaRiya, Bezin says, they're Mekadesh Lechodesh, and we say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And Bizman is that when we keep the Moadim, Mekadesh Yisrael Ba'azmanim. So there in Halacha Yud Gimel, in Perakei Melachos Kiddush Chodesh. Zeh Shanu Mechashvim Bizman Hazeh Kol Echad Vechad Biro Ve'Emrim Shorosh Chodesh Yom Ploni V'Yom Tov Ve'Yom Ploni. Lo B'Cheshbon Shalanu Anu Kovim Ve'Lo Aleinu Lo Avanu Somchim Somchim She'en Me'Abrim Shanim Ve'Kovim Chadashim B'Chutz La'aretz Ve'en Anu Somchim Ela Al Cheshbon Bnei Eretz Yisrael Ve'Kviyatam. So you see that even today Bizman Hazeh there's a Kviyus, there's a Chalos Kviyus even Bizman Hazeh. It's totally in the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So, sweet friends, we have a long way to go. These shiurim were famously hours long. So, we have... quite a derech, and I hope that we're able to be zoche to continue. Mirtz Hashem, Ritzos Hashem, Darkeinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.